B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
It's the 5 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show on the first day of the Field 64 sitcoms, dramas, left side bracket sitcoms, right side dramas. We are two games away from completing the first round in the lower right-hand quadrant of the dramas category. And then we will go back to the sitcoms as we finish today's show. But this will go on all week because it's a long tournament. So tomorrow should be interesting as we head into the second round. Just wanted to mention one thing about the Malcolm Jenkins thing. Because we talk about this, and, you know, it was my assertion to people, and people were questioning whether Jeffrey Lurie got involved in this in any way. And today's story on this Malcolm Jenkins thing, and I'll just read it. This is by Jeff McClain. To get Jenkins' report from mandatory minicamp in June, owner Jeffrey Lurie met him at the NovaCare complex and made two promises: that the Eagles would begin negotiations on a new deal during the bye week, and if they couldn't come to an agreement during the following off season, they would grant his release before free agency. Which they did.
Yeah, but I'm not picking up the offer, but by a lot,
the owner got in there. And when the owner gets in there, in my view, when it's an important player like Malcolm Jenkins, and that he, in earnest, wanted to begin negotiations to keep him on a new deal, I think you got to be true to that. And he wasn't. He allowed it to go to Howie, who employed the Joe Banner strategy.
Yeah.
And that was my beef all along. All right, let's go Jay in South Jersey. By the way, the 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Buy any window or door, get the second one, and 50% off, plus interest-free financing up to 18 months. Call Guided Door and Window today, 1-877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. Let's go to Jay in South Jersey. Jay, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike and Mish, good afternoon. How are you?
What's up, Jay?
Good, good. Mad props to you, Tyrone, and Natalie, doing a fabulous, fabulous job.
Thank you, sir.
I'm doing house chores around the house, and I look at my clock. I say, oh, it's 2 o'clock. Let me turn it on.
Awesome.
Mikey Miss.
And we'll be here for you.
That's great, Mike. That's great. Two things before I get to the Eagles' point of view here. Mm-hmm. I spoke to you a few weeks ago, and you talked about God, Sham God Wells.
Yes, God, Sham
I've been watching him on YouTube. There's an interview with Street First in New York City. It's about an hour long, and that's been occupying a lot of my time.
Well, there you go. God, Sham God, the greatest name ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we also spoke about the Shaheem Holloway, coach of St. Peter's.
Uh-huh.
You know, another great came out of St. Peter's, Al Harrington, Sammy Dallenbear, and Kyrie Irving.
Dallenbear is Seton Hall.
No, I mean high school.
High school. St. Patrick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Al
Harrington, all those guys.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. And talking about the homemade soups.
Yeah.
The Frugal Gourmet has a nice recipe back in the day.
Uh-huh.
He's a French chef. Broccoli, potato, garlic, and red pepper flakes.
Broccoli potato, huh?
Broccoli potato.
I got that.
What?
I'm going to whip that up tonight. Tyrone, broccoli potatoes.
The Frugal Gourmet.
Frugal Gourmet.
Yeah.
You got some winning there? Not floating your boat?
No, I'm not a soup guy unless it's a seafood disc.
You can go broccoli potato, not soup. You can get it, like, do it in a medley.
No, that I like.
A baked medley.
Now that sounds good.
All right.
You cook it down? Okay. The Eagles, I know they're making a lot of moves on the defensive side. And but now offensively, I see we're waiting for the draft wide receivers. Mike, do you think that we lost Jordan Howard to Miami?
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on the running back situation?
I think they will draft somebody in the fourth round.
You think one of our own Jersey guys would be available by then? Jonathan Taylor out of Wisconsin? He'll go higher, right?
He's not going to be there in the fourth. He'll be late first, early second.
Okay.
All right. I mean, he's a big time prospect, bro.
Yeah.
Hit the fourth round. All right, man. You ready for your game? Here we go.
Did you hear about the Panthers picking up PJ Walker?
Oh, the Panthers. Yes. We talked that a little earlier. Yeah.
Okay.
That works for the Panthers. His ex coach is there.
Oh, yeah. He's out of Elizabeth and out of Temple.
Yeah.
Out of my alumni.
You're going provincial on me here, man. not everybody from St. Patrick's. You know, first of all, I thought you said St. Peter's.
Well, I'm from Elizabeth High School, but St. Patrick's in Elizabeth. So.
All right. Ready for your 7-10 game?
Let's go.
All right. The seventh seed is Jack Bauer and 24 versus the 10th seed, the Walking Dead.
10th seed, Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. Oh, Walking Dead means 24? Now, that may be the first executive challenge. What do you think? What do you think? 7-10? I guess not.
Nah.
All right. Walking Dead beats 24. A lot of people going to be displeased with that.
It's a bad choice, I think. But
it's not egregious to the point where you challenge.
Right. Plus, The Walking Dead got bad recently.
Yes.
It was good up until that point.
It was a phenomenon. 24 is an overall better show.
Yeah, and it was also a phenomenon in this time. Like, Jack Bauer's still the number one pick if you need to get something done.
Yes.
You call Jack Bauer. He'll get it done. He'll get it done. That Jack Bauer was bad.
Yes, he was.
I mean, one time they had him in prison. The guy wasn't really watching him. You can't take your eye off Jack Bauer for 1 second. You know he's going to escape.
Yes.
Once bit a man's tongue out and choked him out before 8:05. The show came on at 8 o'clock. Jack Bauer.
You're saying Jack Bauer like Mike Lowry.
Yeah, he's the baddest ever.
All right, let's go Maurice in West Oak Lane. Maurice, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Maurice. Yo, Maurice. Oh, Maurice not there. Okay. Iliano in Yardley. What's up, Iliano?
Hey, Mike, what's up? Listen, Mike.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Paying attention to this NFL draft here, and mm-hmm. I do a little bit of mock drafts myself. I'm an NFL draft junkie, and doing my mock draft, I noticed that the top three receivers, Lamb, Judy, Henry Ruggs, they're not going to be there at 21, unless the Eagles trade up.
They will not. That's why I say you got to get to 15.
Exactly. You got to get, honestly, I would get past the 49ers at 13. I think they're really going to go for a receiver there. But listen to this real quick. I think if they can't get one of those top three receivers, stay at 21 or trade back and then grab KJ Hamler, or stay at 21 and grab Yetur Gross-Matos. I know you know who he is. He's a Penn State guy.
He's a big time prospect, pass rusher, yes.
Absolutely. 6'5", 266 pounds. He's got 35-inch arms. Mike, his senior year, he's got 40 tackles, 9.5 sacks, 15 tackles for a loss. He's got a good motor, and he's athletic as heck for a guy his size. I think the Eagles could really, they should take a look at
You know, that's that, when it comes to Gross-Matos, that's not a bad strategy. KJ Hamler, I don't think, can be your top wide receiver that you come out with. He's more of a niche guy.
True. He's a little bit of a gadget, but
the Gross-Matos is, that's very interesting. If they want to burn another defensive end first-round pick and see how that works out, that overloads them a little bit. But and they need more of the big-time. You know what? I would be fluid with this. Like, if I had to get to 13, I would do that and grab that wide receiver.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But you know what you have to give up just to go to 13?
I understand, but I got 8 picks. So what's more important? What's more important? You know, to me that game breaking guy is more important. Now, KJ Hamler is a game breaker, but he's not going to be a durable every down receiver.
That is true. But the good thing about this draft, Mike, it's one of the deepest at the wide receiver position that we've had in a long time. I know we want the big names in Philadelphia, but I think if they just take their time, stick to their board, grab one in the second round. Maybe KJ Hamler is at the second round pick for them. You never know. And grab a guy like Gross-Matos at 21, so then the defensive end position is set, because honestly, that's an underrated need.
They may be thinking that way. The need for me is wide receiver, and it's a consolation prize to get Hamler in the second round. You're not really conquering that draft pick.
True. It is true.
All right, man. This closes out the right-hand bracket, lower right-hand bracket, with the 2 seed, the Sopranos. Okay. Versus the 15th seed and seeded low because of some controversy that involved their star, House of Cards.
Mike, I've got to go with the Sopranos. My uncle, he was in that last episode, so I got to just honor him and go with the Sopranos, besides it being a great show.
It was your uncle, the guy at the guy walked into the place? The local guy?
The guy in the yellow jacket.
Yeah, the guy from Fairless Hills, right?
Pendel.
Yeah, Pendel. All right. All right, you got him. The Sopranos survives.
If Kevin Spacey wasn't a bad boy,
that would have got a higher seat.
Well, and it also would have lasted longer. They would have did another seat. They did
that show. That show got really old for me quick, even before the news. It's like, you know, him killing people. It's like, it got ridiculous. You know, congressman killing people. Come on. It's got ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Yes, it's ridiculous. He turns into like a killer, serial killer.
You don't think that congressmen have ever killed anybody?
No, I think they get people to kill for him. I don't think they do it.
Yeah, him doing it is a bit is a bit far-fetched.
All right. Couple open lines. 610-632-0975. I was a big fan of his wife in that show for obvious reasons.
Really?
Oh, I can't believe it. Yeah, I liked her. Yeah. I used to watch her in a soap opera. What soap opera was she in, Nat? Where I first got wind of her was a soap opera.
I don't know. Was she in one? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's how she started, and I used to watch it.
Huh. I don't know. What's her name again?
Look it up. I'll look it up.
What's her name as an actress?
I gotta look up.
Nat, what's her name?
I forget her name.
Really?
Yeah.
Robin Wright.
Robin Wright.
She used to be married to... Sean Penn.
Yeah, I was going to say, and she was Robin Wright.
Believe it or not, Sean Penn made a cameo in last night's Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, did he?
With Jonah Hill and Mila Kunis.
Oh, nice.
They all want to be in this show.
I still have to watch it. It sounds
she
like
was
it was
on
a good
Santa
one.
Barbara.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, God, Santa I don't know Barbara. That one.
Yes, Santa Barbara, an early show that I used to watch.
Yeah, she was on... For 5 years on Santa Barbara,
big character on Santa Barbara.
There you go.
Yes.
I do like her. I do like Robin Wright.
She was the secondary. I was attracted to somebody first before her.
Santa Barbara,
and I can't. This actress didn't go anywhere after that. But I forget what her name was. They had this Hispanic character in Santa Barbara, and his actor name was A. Martinez.
Yes, he played Cruz Castillo.
Right, there it is.
Yeah, he played Cruz Castillo.
He was Cruz Castillo.
He was on the most episodes.
There you go.
He was on 1,493 of the episodes. And he was the main character.
His first name was A.
It is. It's A. Martinez.
Oh, wow.
All right, let's go to Tom in Northeast Philly. Tom, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tom.
Hey, thanks so much to all you guys for helping us this way. It's so entertaining.
You're very welcome.
Every day. Before I get to my Phillies point, though, Mike, I want to say, congratulate you with the job you're doing with your dog in the backyard. You've taught your dog the most important thing about baseball, and that is don't be afraid of the ball.
She's fearless. She tracks the hop. I've never seen anything like it. She reads the hop. She'll slow down to get the good hop. It's amazing.
If you get over the fear of the ball, there's no telling what you might do, you know?
Yes.
Which is one. And the other point on that is that, you know, when you were talking about the Houston Astros getting thrown at, you were throwing around the term beanball a little too easily. Beanball is a really bad thing. Getting hit by a pitch is part of the game. But a beanball, throwing at somebody's head, you can kill a person with that.
Yeah, I don't advocate throwing somebody's head.
All right. Now, on my Phillies point is I think a shortened season will benefit them. And if we just look at the last 2 years, we've seen them do so much better, at least in the first half to two-thirds of the season, and then collapse.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a funny way of looking at it, but it may be that we're just cutting out the collapse part here. And so maybe it's just that my glass is always half full. I don't know.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm going with that.
I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. Hey, we to me, sports, I'm not even thinking about salvaging seasons anymore.
I'm not thinking about salvaging anything but maybe the summer sport of baseball right now. I think that's the only thing you can salvage.
Yeah.
Maybe you can salvage some of the major horse races and some of the golf.
Kentucky Derby in September.
Yeah, all right. In September.
Do you want to play along here in a field of 64?
Sure.
All right.
How many executive challenges are you?
We have three left and three dope rules. So here we go with the back to the sitcoms. Lower left-hand quadrant. The number one seed is Cheers versus the 16 seed King of Queens.
Oh, come on. That's such a no-brainer.
Well, that's why it's a 116.
Yeah, that's why it's 116. It has to be. It's Cheers.
All right, you got it. Cheers survives. The one seed so far have survived.
Now I'm glad How I Met Your Mother didn't make it, because it was a way better show than King of Queens, but I don't need it going out in the first round.
Yeah, and it would have. See, King of Queens was what I call it, the sacrificial lamb. As I made all my 16 seeds the sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, you almost tripped up with that 90210 one, a little strong. They only lost by 2 points at the buzzer.
90210 was in
16 to the
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad,
yeah,
barely lost.
Yeah, nah.
It was leaning at halftime.
All right, by the way, that sitcom, now I remember, it was a love story with A. Martinez. Cruz Castillo. It was a more modern day love story than Luke and Laura. It was Cruz and Eden.
Cruz and Eden?
Yes, and I had a crush on Eden, and at the time, she looked better than Robin Wright. But as time went on, Robin Wright got more attractive, and Eden fell off the face of the earth.
How about it?
Robin Wright survived and remained a beautiful woman, and Eden slacked.
Well, it's tough.
That was a go-to sitcom. It was a nouveau sitcom, soap opera. In fact, there's a picture of them both on. They're together. And Robin Wright at the time had long, kind of curly hair. I think they were sisters. She was the younger sister, Robin Wright.
Well, I'll find out who the actress is. That's what I got to find out.
The actress
out.
Is Marcy,
I'm looking it up.
Marcy Walker.
Marcy Walker.
Her name is. I don't think she did much after Santa Barbara. All right, let's go Alex in Frankfurt. She's a minister?
Yeah.
Wow, look at that.
See, she turned her life over to the Lord.
She did.
And you're ripping her a little bit.
Yeah, she's an American minister now.
She had too much cruise. That's what it was.
Oh, no.
Cruise spoiled her.
Oh, no.
Went the other way. Alex in Frankfurt. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Alex.
Good evening, everyone. How's everybody?
What's up, Alex?
How are you, sir? Good. Always good to talk to you, Mike.
Good to talk to you, buddy.
Yes. Before I get started, right off the bat, remember you was talking about the Happy Days and I Love Lucy?
Mm-hmm.
Even though I love Lucy, I used to watch it, but I related more to Happy Days because everybody was cool. You know what I'm saying? It was cool. It didn't matter whether you were black, white.
Oh, Happy Green, Days! Blue. Everybody was cool.
Oh my goodness! Everybody was quoting. Hey, you had T-shirts.
Yeah,
T-shirts.
Yeah, I never was a Happy Days dude, because I could have punched every character, like that Ralph Mouth and what's the other dude's name?
Oh, you talking about Potsy?
Potsy. Yeah,
right.
I would have drilled both of those guys.
But I love the show, and like the original theme was Rockin' Around the Clock, Bill Haley and the Comets.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But, because I'm kind of confused right now.
Uh-huh.
They got rid of Malcolm Jenkins, and he was like the Swiss Army knife on defense. That's just the way how I see it.
Yeah.
And like replacing him is going to be tough.
Well, here's the theory. From what I can tell, Jim Schwartz wants more of a cover safety than a box safety. And to be honest with you, he wasn't that great a cover guy. So mm-hmm. they're figuring that Jalen Mills will be a better cover safety, and that's the way they're going to work it, because they think they're going to get a better pass rush and enable them to be singled up a lot.
Right. I mean, I understand they got the guy, you know, for the front. Mm-hmm. You know, what's his name? I can't think of his name, from Pittsburgh. What's his name?
Hargrave.
Yeah, Hargrave. Yeah, I mean that's beautiful and all. Yes, we could use definitely a pass rush, but I don't know. I'm just keeping my fingers crossed.
Well, there's much to be written about the Eagles. All right, now are you ready, Alex, for a game?
I'm ready.
All right, sitcom.
Like the
now this
Bring
is the sitcom. Now, it's an 8-9 matchup. Mm-hmm. So the 8 seed is South Park. The 9 seed is Frasier.
Oh, my goodness. I used to watch them both. Wow.
Right, man, this is a good choice for you, then.
That's a good one, but I have to go South Park because I'm stupid like that.
All right. South Park was the higher seed. South Park was the 8. Defeats Frasier.
He was such a bad dad.
Who, Frasier?
Yeah. You know, he just ups and leaves. Boston leaves Lillis, who was terrible, and his son behind moves to Seattle and sees him 3 times a season for 20 seasons. So, like, you saw your son 60 times in 20 years? Like, you're a terrible dad. For that reason,
yeah.
South Park.
Didn't watch Frasier.
Frasier, I watched, obviously, every episode. That was the one big hole in the show. Just orphaned his son like it was nothing.
Who was the guy that... back to Cheers. This is obviously spun off.
Yeah.
Well, who was the guy in was the hockey player who went out with Carla?
It was
Eddie, right?
Eddie, yeah, that was.
But it was a comedian.
Yeah. Oh. I'm trying to think of his name.
Yeah, I know. Jay Thomas.
Yes,
Jay Thomas was Eddie, the hockey player.
And at one time, he thought it was bad luck to go on a date because he's a backup. He ended up starting. And now, oh, no, if I go out with Carla, the Bruins will lose.
That's correct.
He's
a goalie for the Bruins.
Yes.
All right. It's 610-632-0975. We're trudging along here. I'll recap the winners so far because we got a lot to go on the Field 64. We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All righty, it's through 5:30 on the Mike Missinelli Show. Good show today. Thanks to everybody for joining us today as we try to pull this off on an everyday basis. The final Twitter poll numbers brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Spring is coming, and it's time to get your machinery intact, your lawnmower, your zero turn, any of your small engine tools, get them up and running again in time with Paul B. Moyer and Sons online parts warehouse. Just visit poweredbymoyer.com today from the comfort of her sofa with giraffe pajamas. Natalie Eganoff, Nat.
Thanks, Mike. Over 1,300 votes on today's poll. Did you follow directions and stay in this weekend as much as you could? 92% say yes, 8% said no. So that's encouraging.
Thank you very much. You know, we're all looking for our television entertainment because we have nothing else, really. So we're overworking the TV. And I'm always looking for new shows. And so this new show that's out is 000 that people are raving about, including Anthony. Anthony's big 000 guy.
Yeah, he said it's great.
Yeah, I'm trying to get in. I'm trying to get there. It hasn't pulled me quite in all the way yet. With both feet.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Good premise, a little scattered, and not one character that I can get behind.
I don't think it's a show I would like.
No?
I don't think so. Usually,
it's like a 3-continent show.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting premise, but there's not a person that I can get behind.
You kind of need that character that you root for or against.
Or you invest in. Like, I can't invest in any of these characters yet, and I'm 6 eps in.
That's a long time.
It is.
They don't have you by then. Usually they don't get you.
I'm hanging in, though. All right, so we talked Temple basketball, so we got to throw this in. Villanova. Doing this already. You're looking at next year. Villanova is ranked number 1 in the top 25 for next year?
Yep.
All right. Now, this, a lot of it, I would think, now they got a couple guys on the shelf that are great players. So they're predicted to lose Sadiq Bey.
Yeah, they built that in.
But here's the question.
In the article.
If you're Sadiq Bey, you haven't really, like, gone overboard to impress people. Like, if you, would this convince him that maybe one more year, because of these circumstances, it would behoove him to play one more year in college? Because right now he's a second-round pick.
No, he's not.
Yeah, back end
they,
first.
The ESPN thing thinks he's a first-round pick.
Back end, 20s.
Same way DiVincenzo was. If you're going to be a guaranteed
DiVincenzo
millionaire.
Was 18, wasn't he?
Yeah, but that's not what he thought. He thought he was going to be in the 20s.
I got to think they're going to win the national championship with that team next year if he comes back.
You think he wins
and,
it either way?
To me, this season has been so messed up that I would actually come back. Now, I don't normally say that for people who would be drafted in the first round, but he could be a top five pick next year.
I cannot turn down guaranteed millions under any circumstances.
All right, and he probably won't. I'm just saying. He's the second Bay, by the way, that's been a good player in this town. St. Joe's had a Bay, didn't they? Yeah, he's a local guy. He was a Catholic League guy.
I don't remember.
He's a guard. Good, really good player. Was it Rashid Bay?
I had to look it up.
Look it up.
Maybe Sean knows.
Bay.
Sean might know. But I don't know, although he was not a...
Yeah, he was a guard. Good
yeah, Rashid
very
Bay.
Good.
Yeah, Rashid Bay.
And he
yeah.
went to... was he a Newman guy?
Oh, no, he said he went to Joe's. But
yeah, he's a Philly Catholic League guy. All right, let's go Eric in Delaware. Eric, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Eric.
Hey, I'm just calling in to tell you I like your show. And what is your opinion if we'll have a baseball season and a football season?
We'll definitely have both a football and a baseball season. Baseball right. will start, I would think, at the earliest in late June.
Right.
And it would be a shortened season. And I hope they don't try to extend it into December and play in warm weather neutral sites like some people have proposed. I think you got to have, like, it'll be a max 100-game season.
Yeah. I'm taking the same thing, too, because I love both sports, so.
You know, in a max 100-game season, does it mean your starters go longer? Would that mean it would be better pitching, actually, if your starters went longer? I don't know. Might happen. All right, brother, you ready for a game?
Sure.
The five seed in the sitcom's left lower quadrant is Big Bang Theory. Five seed. The committee met, gave it a lofty seed. Versus the 12th seed, Veep.
Big Bang Theory.
All right, Big Bang Theory. Tyrone endorsing Big Bang Theory.
Well, I was endorsing the seeding of Big Bang
Theory. Yeah, well, the committee took your endorsement in consideration.
Yeah, if you're the number one sitcom for a decade.
The committee was meeting Sunday over coffee, and I kept hearing Tyrone's voice in the background regarding Big Bang Theory, which the chairman of the committee, moi, was not that high on.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you for not being that high on, but number one sitcom for a decade, it deserves it. You can make the argument it deserves to be even higher. Veep is way better. But that's still the right call to pick for it to win.
All right.
Use a challenge.
Let's go to Mike in Creekside. Now, keep in mind, there's no sound off. So we can take these calls up until we get off the air at about 5:55. So it's a good time to get in 610-632-0975. Mike at Creekside. What's up, Mike?
How's it going? I would like to see the Eagles get Robbie Anderson. As a safety valve, because right now, whatever happens with this draft, I'm not sure that what are the top three are going to be there. And Robbie Anderson, he's young. He got somewhat speed. And it gives him a leeway to pick up the best player and still get a good receiver at number two.
What date is the draft, Tyrone?
1 month from today, it starts.
All right, 1 month from today.
April 23rd.
I don't know if they would exhaust that move and get Robbie Anderson before they get to the draft.
Is there anything wrong with him? I mean, from there.
No, but he's going to cost some money, and it's to get an impact younger player who's not making peanuts is probably where they want to go and develop a guy and right away have an impact. And so that's why it's probably, they're thinking probably the draft is better to go after a wide receiver. Because they had a chance to say, they've had a chance to sign him, and they haven't really moved on that.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's still out there, so nobody else. I was wondering if it was something wrong with him or something. Because
well, he's got a couple of things in his background where he has been kind of a pain in the butt. But I don't know if that's enough to dissuade them from getting him. I just think that their preference is to get somebody in the draft and build it that way.
Yeah, well, I was just wondering, you know, like if they're going to be able to get because like y'all were saying earlier, I think they got to move all the way down to about ninth to get a shot.
No. 13. The 49ers want to trade 13 away. I think if you got in that territory, you get a premier guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, I mean, they got about three or four of them, but where everybody has is going for Rudy or Ruggs, I mean, and whatever his name is.
Judy, CeeDee Lamb, Henry Ruggs III.
Henry Ruggs, yeah. That he seems to be the high on the list, and I was just wondering, you know, it looked like they got to go through too many situations to possibly get him.
Yeah, well, they can't give up, though. Yeah, they can't give up on the prospect of adding somebody in the draft. It's fluid. All right, Mike, would you like a sitcom game?
Yes.
All right, here it is. The fourth seed, Married with Children, versus the 13th seed, one of Tyrone's favorites, the Golden Girls.
Oh, no. No. Can I disqualify myself? Those are my two favorites.
They're your two favorites?
Are my two favorites.
You want to recuse yourself from the choice? You want to take that coward way out?
I cannot.
Well, let me ask you. They were both on right now at the same time. Which one would you go with?
I don't know. I'd probably be flipping.
Come on, Mike. You got to cheese out on me here?
No. There's no way in the world. Boy, I don't get too many, go to too many concerts. And the one I do, oh, man, that hurts. No, I can't be.
Well, to me, there's a clear choice here. But I think you're making it a little hard.
I'll just go with it. If I'm pushed, I'll go with the Golden Girls.
Golden Girls? In an upset? What? Over Married with Children? Well, we at least have to executive challenge that one.
Why?
What? Come on, man. Married with Children. People love it.
People love the Golden Girls.
More than Married with Children?
Listen, yes. Betty White.
Oh, my God.
And Betty White, that show is pretty strong.
Well, listen.
You can executive challenge it if you want. You can executive challenge it, and that goes to the next caller, right? If you executive challenge it.
It does.
You can go ahead and Dave can decide it if you want. You can use the first of three.
We'll go with it. 13's upset fours, but a lot of people not happy.
Listen, I loved Married with Children, but I also loved the Golden Girls.
So objectively,
it was a coin flip.
Really?
It was a coin flip for me. Either way, it was fine for me.
Coin flip for Mike from Creekside, too.
I agreed with him.
He was so upset.
He was very upset.
Girls.
It broke his heart giving him that game. Broke that man's heart. He's somewhere upset.
Well, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
What could you possibly have in common with the Golden Girls that was a go-to sitcom for
it? It was hilarious.
And the difference is, when you're a black person watching TV, there's like four black shows. You don't have anything in common with anybody on TV.
Well, why this? Well, older white women in Florida.
To me, older white dudes in New York, it's the same thing. Like, it's all the same. So I'd have nothing in common with none of Seinfeld. None of them. It's all the same at that point if you're a black guy.
But there was a variety of characters in Seinfeld.
There's a variety of characters in Golden Girls, too. They're not all the same.
Sophia is iconic.
One's spreading it all around Miami. Just spreading it all around Miami.
And Blanche.
Yeah, Blanche is just passing it out for a nickel.
Rue McClanahan.
I love Rue McClanahan.
Yeah.
Class lady. Maud.
Oh, my.
Yeah, Maud didn't make the list.
Maud should have made the list.
All right. No sound off. We're taking more calls after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
It's 5:46 on the Mike Mussell Show. And just to recap our winners so far, and we have four games to complete the whole left side of the bracket. And then tomorrow we'll start with the right side upper half dramas. So far in the sitcom side, if you're going from top to bottom on the left, Seinfeld defeated Everybody Loves Raymond. Two and a Half Men beat Parks and Rec in a tussle. I Love Lucy, fifth seed, beat Happy Days. The fourth seed, All in the Family, survived against the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Martin beat the Honeymooners in a mild upset. Mm-hmm. MASH, three seed, beat Curb Your Enthusiasm. The Cosby Show, yes, survived over the Jeffersons. The Office defeated Arrested Development. Bottom lower bracket, Cheers, number one seed, wins over King of Queens. South Park beat Frasier in a tussle of 8-9s. Big Bang Theory beat Veep, and in a shock to a lot of people on Twitter, Golden Girls defeated Married with Children.
You know, that line was telling me something going into that game. They were only, Married with Children was only minus 120. And it thought it was thin. It was a Golden Girls line, and that's how it played out.
Well, Tom is not happy on Twitter. Stop this travesty. Golden Girls over Married with Children, total BS.
Oh, God.
Listen, can I tell you? The bracket is what the bracket is, and it will play out over time.
You know, this is just like March Madness. This is just, you know, there's upsets. Yeah, you got a deal. You got to move on.
Watch out for Davidson, that is the Golden Girls. Betty White and Steph Curry, watch out!
Guess what, Skipper? The Golden Girls is up against your other show, Big Bang Theory, in the next round.
Golden Girls is the girls got it. Sweet got 16
it. Run. Got it.
Let's go to Dave in Clifton Heights. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, Mike, what's up? How you doing?
What's going on, Dave?
Hey, I appreciate what you guys are doing, man. You're keeping us entertained, and it's awesome. We're trying times, but I can't believe Golden Girls won.
Hey, listen, the seating committee seated them for a reason, and my man who got the choice said he loved both of them, and it was a fair choice by him. If you love both of them, you know, that's a pretty meritorious selection.
Brother, and that was a tough choice for me because my father's favorite show, God Bless His Soul, and my mother, God Bless Her Soul. My mother was Golden Girls. My father was Children.
Wow.
So, unbelievable. I run into you guys a lot in the hallways. I was on the construction on One Battle Plaza.
Uh-huh. So have we seen each other?
We were. Yeah. Yeah, we crossed paths? Like, you don't know me. Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. HBAC. So, what do you think the Eagles going to do for a backup quarterback?
I think they're going to sign a veteran. He's in play. I would think he's in play. They don't believe in Sudfeld. So they're going to bring in somebody for cheap who's got a veteran presence, just like they did last year.
Right. I gotcha. Yeah, like I said, I just want to call and say hello, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Well,
you guys in the hallway.
You got a shot for a game here.
All right,
so we got, this is an interesting little match here. Both iconic shows for different reasons. The sixth seed is Roseanne versus the 11th seed, if we go back a little ways, Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Ooh. The Mary Tyler Moore Show is before my time. So, I'm going to have to go with Roseanne.
All right, Roseanne survives. Who can bring the world up with us? That was a very interesting show.
It was.
A lot of layers. The spinoff of that show, that spun off, a comedy spun off a drama, which I was one of my favorite. I have two favorite go-to shows. Lou Grant.
Yeah.
who then became the station manager, but he was a hardscrabble newspaper editor in that show.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a crazy reporter named Rossi. And Family.
I don't remember Family.
Ah, Family. That was Matthew Broderick's father as the dad of the family.
Really?
Yes.
About that.
It was a good show.
And there, so there was an, and there was another sitcom spinoff from that.
You also
Valerie Harper, wasn't she on there? Did she get a show
Rhoda.
From that too?
Rhoda.
Yeah,
Rhoda.
She got that too.
Rhoda got a show.
You know that.
And Merle Steubing, the Love Boat captain, was in the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Love Boat. That could have made it.
Love Boat could have made
shiny
it.
Shiny and
it,
new.
It was considered.
That's a tough one.
Let's go to Carl and Delco. Carl, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Carl.
Hey, how are you, Mike?
What's up, Carl?
Nothing, Mike. I just had a quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
For the draft, do you think it's more important for us to get another weapons at receiver for Carson Wentz? Do you see us moving up for that by any chance?
You mean as a free agent or a draft? They're definitely going to draft somebody. Oh, in a draft? Yeah, yeah. I would think that's got to be their number one target. Now, they could pull fastball. I mean, who knows? Because, you know, our caller actually had a good point. Yetur Gross-Mattis, the defensive end, who's a really good prospect. But that's a kid from Penn State. They already drafted one from Penn State. So I don't know if they want to go overboard there. I would think that they need to stick to the script and be fluid about it and trade up to get one of those three premier guys.
I hear you. I just feel like they got to be real smart in this draft coming up.
Yep. All right, yeah. Brother, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
The 3 seed, The Simpsons. The 14th seed, Good Times.
Good Times? Simpsons, without a doubt.
All right, you go in Simpsons. So the higher seed moves on from Good Times. I like Good Times a lot. I was a fan. Of Good Times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Good.
A cleaning lady walked in.
Yeah, I told her.
Okay. We have 90 seconds? All right, so we're going to keep it right there.
Okay.
Yeah, so just to recap, on the drama side, the lower right quadrant is completed. It is Breaking Bad beat Beverly Hills 90210. Grey's Anatomy beat ER. X-Files beat Narcos. Columbo beat The Twilight Zone in a clash of old scores.
Mm-hmm.
Law and Order, much to Ty's chagrin, defeated The Shield. The West Wing beat Dallas. The Walking Dead in an upset over 24.
That hurts.
And The Sopranos, the 2 seed, beat House of Cards. So there you go. Tomorrow, we will, 2 games left in the sitcom side. Taxi versus Sanford and Son for tomorrow. And Friends, the 2 seed, versus the Larry Sanders Show.
That's going to be interesting. I'm very interested in how this runs. And in the second round, you'll start the second round matchups. Will there be any Cinderella runs? Will Martin, will Golden Girls?
You're predicting one of those.
One of those
to
is going to make
a bit.
Somebody's going to make a Cinderella run.
I don't know if anybody can make a Cinderella run on the drama side, though.
Well, you know, were there any upsets? Seeds, were there any upsets?
They were not really upset. Breaking the 1 and 2 seeds survived. The 3 seeds survived. Columbo beat the 20, but that's not going to survive because it's too old of a show for people.
Yeah, so that's the tough thing.
All right. Devon Givens is up next right here at 97.5 The Fanatic. And NBC Sports Philadelphia, stay tuned for From Whence He Came, a documentary on Carson Wentz. Have a great night, everybody. We're glad we could spend time with you, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.